Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're visiting today with the mayors of South Dakota's three largest cities to talk about cleanup efforts after last week's winter storm, whether that storm and the long winter has created infrastructure or budgetary issues, as well as the outlook for flooding. Mike Leveson is the mayor of Aberdeen. Mayor Leveson, welcome back to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So your city has endured the major winter storm all while hosting the state high school basketball tournaments.
we did, and I sympathize with the mayors of Sioux Falls and Rapid City. Our situation at this point is probably not as challenging as, certainly not as challenging as Sioux Falls and Rapid City had a lot more snow than we did, I think, in this most recent storm. But we did, we had the state be here, and the area was somewhat closed up in the middle of the week, but by Saturday night, we had probably around 7,000 people for the State B finals and managed to get it done.
What sort of challenges were you overcoming, were city officials overcoming at that moment when, you know, people are trying to ensure that they get to the game, but yet the weather is, you know, unpredictable, but predictably bad?
Well, most of the challenge was centered in our public works department, certainly not in my office. That's always the case in our larger cities. The public works directors don't get interviewed because they're too busy working.
Right.
We spent about 10 days prior to the State B clearing out snow from around the Barnett Center so that there would be parking places available. We had almost zero melting here from Christmas all the way to the 1st of March, so we had about 5 feet of snow over that time, and all of it was still there, and most of it is still. So the challenge was just dealing with mountains of snow on every street, taking up space and really nowhere to put it. And then in the middle of the week, of course, we had the 50-mile-an-hour winds and visibility that we actually had to close some streets inside of the city. And I've been mayor 15 years, and we've never really been close to that during that time.
Mm. All right. So what's next for the city of Aberdeen? The sun is shining
in
a lot of areas of South Dakota. Is it shining in Aberdeen right now?
It is, and it's melting some. We were very fortunate here in that it did not rain. My public works director tells me that when the ground is frozen, you essentially take the amount of rain you have and multiply it by four, and that's the effect that you would have. So if we got an inch of rain here, it would be like getting 4 inches because it has nowhere to go. We got all snow in the storm, so we have not had a big runoff problem or an accumulation of water the way other areas of the state have. Doesn't say that it couldn't happen if we warmed up quickly or we got a rainstorm, so we're kind of holding our breath on that and hoping we get a slow melt.
All right. Do you anticipate that you're going to get that slow snowpack melt? Because it seems like everyone else in the state is talking about it going pretty quickly, looking at some flooding over the weekend early next week.
You know, it's going to get up to the mid-40s, apparently, and it'll start melting pretty quickly when that happens. And certainly there's going to be some areas where we have difficulties. Right now we have so much snow in most parts of the city, we can't even get to the storm drains, much less get in there with steamers to melt the ice that's all the way down through the storm drain structure. So that's kind of what we're working on right now, just to drain as much as we can when it melts. There's no way our systems in this state are capable of keeping up with a fast melt of this much of a snow in the winter. As I said, I really sympathize with the people in the southern part of the state that had the rain besides. It's obviously much worse there.
So what are the areas in your city that are challenging in the spring typically? What are you always watching for?
You know, we're just flat as we can be here, even compared to other cities. We are so flat that even our city wastewater system does not operate by gravity like it does in most cities. Here we have to pump almost everything. So we have to just be sure that all of our systems are operating to try to get as much wastewater and storm water off of the out of the city as fast as we can. There's no particular area of the city because the whole city's flat. There's not much difference from one side of it to the other, and it's just where the water happens to accumulate.
All right. Tell us a little bit about the infrastructure issues and budgeting. How has this winter been? Looking forward, what are you targeting?
Well, we're infrastructure. We have not really had much damage as far as that's concerned. Certainly, we'll have a lot of street work and potholes in the spring, maybe more than usual. Budget-wise, it costs anywhere from $60 to $80, maybe up to $100,000 each time we have a full-blown snow removal event, and we've had a lot of them. And we budget on a calendar year, so our budget also has to cover next fall. And we'll probably end up having to supplement that, but it's we compare it here to the mosquito budget. The budget is really meaningless. We just spend what we need to spend.
How are you targeting those potholes? How significant has this winter been on the streets?
The potholes are starting to show up already, and we're out fixing them now. We have crews out fixing potholes temporarily now. I notice the state is putting some load limits on streets, and we're probably very close to having that happen here also, as we would typically do in the spring.
All right. What else are you looking forward to in Aberdeen? What's sort of the better news that we can get excited about as spring is around the corner? Tomorrow is the first day of spring. Yeah.
Yeah. A couple of things we're excited about here. We're in the middle of a $100 million upgrade of all the facilities at Northern State University, and a new school for the blind is being built this winter as we speak. We've built three new dorms, and there's all kinds of things happening there. The big thing coming for Aberdeen is we've been calling and believe is the biggest non-government project in the history of South Dakota will be complete and ready to start operating, the AGP soybean plant. Up into the hundreds of millions of dollars, will be ready to go here in the summer, and that will be a really big event, not only for us, but for our producers in the area. We're really looking forward to that.
And we've spoken about that before in the context of tariffs and some of the struggles that producers have had to deal with in South Dakota with the international trade conversation. Progress updates on that? Has that political situation really changed?
My understanding is the negative effects of the acts that have taken place in regard to the tariffs have fallen more on the individual producers and the price that they are going to be getting rather than on the other aspects of the industry. People are always going to need soybeans, and if some of our markets are shut off, some others will be there. But in the meantime, the price has been hit, I understand, and that hurts our producers. So hopefully that'll all wash out, but people are not going to quit using soybeans, so I'm sure AGP is full steam ahead.
Mayor Mike Leifson with the City of Aberdeen, we appreciate your time. Come see us again.
You bet, and pass along my best wishes to the mayors of Rapid City and Sioux Falls. A couple of years after I was first elected here, we got 10 inches of rain and had an extended flood event, so I know how difficult those times can be, and we're not out of the woods to avoid it here yet this year. We have our fingers crossed.
All right, will do. Thank you so much.
Nice talking to you. Thank you.